Hello there. Welcome to the Friday edition of Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek. It's so good to be back here with you on the program. Today, we are going to look at what Jesus had to say about marriage. I'm going to tell you, it's a tough teaching, but I think it's important for you to hear this. You're not going to hear this on TV, on the internet, with your friends, a lot of times. I mean, yes, some people may say this, but Jesus talks today about the permanence of marriage, and I just need to read this today. This is from the gospel from today's daily mass. And it's such an important message, one that we need to really understand. I'm going to read it, and then we'll chat a little bit about it. Okay, sound like a plan? All right. Mark chapter 10, verses 1 through 12. Jesus came into the district of Judea and across the Jordan. Again, crowds gathered around him, as was his custom. He again taught them. The Pharisees approached him and said, "Is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife?" They were testing him. He said to them in reply, "What did Moses command you?" They replied, "Moses permitted a husband to write a bill of divorce and dismiss her." But Jesus told them, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate." In the house, the disciples again questioned Jesus about this. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." It's tough, isn't it? But you know, there is no way that we can look at this and conclude that Jesus is approving divorce or saying anything other than marriage is permanent. Marriage is permanent. Yes, the Catholic Church teaches there is such a thing as an annulment, but an annulment isn't just a Catholic divorce. It's not that at all. An annulment is, after an investigation, a declaration is made that there was no marriage, no valid marriage existed in the first place. So, you know, I'm just going to leave that teaching of Jesus stand for what he said. Basically, he said marriage is for life until death do us part. And so many people don't believe that anymore. You might say it's hard. Yeah, it's hard. Absolutely. As somebody who's married to a wonderful woman, I'm going to tell you it is hard. And my wife would say the same thing. For two to become one flesh, there's got to be some give and some pain involved there. And that's why there is special grace that flows from the sacrament of matrimony. Because Jesus recognized that it would be tough to be married for life and for two to become one, two individuals to be joined into one. Yes, it's tough. There's a lot of pressure. And then it gets complicated even more when children are introduced. A lot of pressure. So therefore, he gives us help. He gives us the grace that flows from the sacrament. But I'm just going to say it again. Marriage is permanent. It's for life. And that's a good thing. Because there's so many people who get bored. You know, this marriage, I fell out of love. Or I don't love my spouse anymore. Love isn't about feelings. Yes, feelings do flow from love. But there's times that you're going to love without having any feelings. Love is an action. It's a choice. It's a decision. And ultimately, that decision, that choice to love led to the cross where Jesus died for us. That didn't feel good for him. But he gave us an example of what love really is. Marriage is permanent. And I'm not the one saying that. Jesus is. So keep that in mind. And if somebody tells you otherwise, I'm going to encourage you to listen to Jesus instead. Hey, thanks for joining me all week on the program. And I look forward, God willing, to being with you next week again. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.